This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Republican senators have elected Bill Frist of Tennessee as their leader. As the Senate's only physician, Frist's promotion is expected to give a boost to health issues, such as a prescription drug benefit for Medicare. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that Republicans still face a daunting task when it comes to health-related matters.
Just a few weeks ago, Frist declined to seek a leadership post. He could have had his pick after serving as chair of the GOP campaign committee and helping Republicans reclaim their majority. Instead, he said he wanted to focus on health issues, so he opted for a seat on the prestigious Finance Committee, which oversees Medicare and Medicaid. He's already chairman of the Public Health Subcommittee of the Health, Education, and Labor Committee. Yesterday, talking to reporters from his district office in Nashville, Frist singled out those health issues.
We need to address prescription drugs for seniors and individuals with disabilities. And we will do just that. We need to focus on the uninsured and those who suffer from health care disparities that we so inadequately address in the past, but which I saw every day working at a hospital for 8 or 9 years, just several blocks from here.
Frist joins the Bush administration and the House in putting health issues at the top of the domestic agenda for next year. Here's how House Speaker Dennis Hastert put it in an interview on Morning Edition the day after the election.
I think first thing we want to do is take a look at American health care. A lot of people that don't have insurance out there, we need to make insurance and health care accessible, but also have to make it affordable. So that's something we want to do.
Frist's promotion should make that agenda easier to realize, says Drew Altman, president of the Kaiser Family Foundation.
He has a long track record that shows that he really cares about health care issues. He's knowledgeable about health care issues, and he's knowledgeable both as a physician and also as a policymaker.
It's not hard to see why health is at the top of the Republican agenda. Altman says any poll will tell you Americans want to see this issue addressed.
They're worried about their health insurance costs. They're worried about prescription drug costs. There are now more people without health insurance in the country. So no question the issue is on the rise.
Frist's promotion also underscores a key change when it comes to Republicans in health care. In the past, the party tended to cede the issue to Democrats. Altman says that's no longer the case.
Now there are significant Republican proposals about these big health care issues, and Republicans have learned that they can make real progress on health, if not winning the issue outright, then neutralizing what has been an historic Democratic advantage on health care issues when people go and vote.
But while Frist might help elevate the issues, he can't single-handedly overcome some built-in obstacles. One is the fact that there are only 51 Republicans in a chamber where you need 60 votes to pass anything even mildly contentious. Altman says another problem is that the federal government is fresh out of money for new health initiatives.
Which is a really big factor because the federal surplus is gone. We now have deficits again. And these are really big ticket items, hundreds of billions of dollars.
As important as the lack of money is a lack of consensus. Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow says when it comes to prescription drugs, the bigger fight is over how a new Medicare drug benefit will be structured. Democrats want the benefit delivered through Medicare. Republicans prefer an approach that relies on the private sector. Stabenow and many of her Democratic colleagues say that's because Republicans are doing the drug makers' bidding.
The pharmaceutical industry does not want 40 million seniors and disabled under one insurance plan called Medicare, where they can negotiate big group discounts for people.
Frist has demonstrated an ability to compromise with Democrats, particularly on health issues. But Stabenow warned that Democrats will drive a hard bargain when it comes to drug coverage.
We certainly are willing to work with them on something that's meaningful. Now, in order to do that, they would have to change their position, because last time they were doing something that was unfortunately much more window dressing than really providing prescription drug coverage.
Not all of Frist's health care experience will work to his advantage. He's already taking heat over his ties to HCA, the embattled for-profit hospital chain founded by his father and brother. Senator Frist never worked for the firm, which has paid some $1.7 billion in fines for alleged Medicare and Medicaid fraud. But the senator's ownership of the firm's stock helped build a substantial portion of his fortune, now controlled by a blind trust. And Frist was more intimately involved in what could be the first health issue the Senate will address in January. Outgoing Republican leader Trent Lott promised the Senate would revisit a contentious provision of the new Homeland Security law. That provision shields drugmaker Eli Lilly from lawsuits over a preservative used in childhood vaccines. Senator Frist wrote the provision. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.